Good morning. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. How may I help you this morning?
Yes, I'm calling about a bottle of Tito that I was charged for, that you guys said I was going to be charged for because I didn't get my other bottle.
Okay, what's your first and last name?
Thomas Kimmons.
Okay, thank you. Let's see, and what's your zip code, please?
38829. It was taken out of my account, and you guys said y'all weren't going to do it this time.
Verify your shipping address.
109 Wheatley Road, Boonville, Mississippi, 38829.
All right, thank you. Okay, so it's for the Pearl Tonics, Keto, and for the cleanse. Okay, so you had a payment that came out on yesterday for $23.72. They said you said they told you they wasn't going to do what now?
Take out that $23.72, and they did anyhow.
Why was they not going to take it out of your account? It isn't canceled.
Because at the point that I hadn't received the other at the time. It was a bottle that I didn't get. It was either the 2372 or either the 21. My point is y'all didn't keep your word on what you said.
Now, I'm looking at this account. I don't see anything about what you just stated to me, that they said they wasn't going to ship anything out next month. I don't see that.
Well, I guess they were just telling me something to get me off the phone.
Because whenever a customer calls in, they're going to always notate these accounts, and I don't see anything like that.
Well, they told me that. But that wasn't fair either.
Okay, so you...
Which one is the 372? Is it the coffee or what?
The 2372, that's for the keto.
Okay, that's the white pill.
Yeah. Now, let's see.
Now, has it been sent out?
Yes, it was sent out on yesterday.
Okay. So
yes,
I
sir.
Should be getting it soon.
Yeah, but let's see. Only one was sent out. So, why is they coming? Okay, so on the 30th of January, you had the cleanse that was sent out. Did you ever receive that one?
The January 30th of January?
Mm-hmm. Nope, it's still out. You haven't got it yet. It's still out for delivery. Let me see when it's going to come. Let's see.
I think I got it.
Not this one yet, because it hasn't even been, it's been shipped out, but it doesn't show that anything has been delivered yet. So no, you haven't got that one that was delivered, but you did get one that was sent out on the 25th of January. Now you received that one on the 28th of January, but then you had the, okay, I see what's going on. So by looking at your account, it's looking like, okay, let me go all the way back. When they tried to do a shipment back in November, it shows that a payment had got declined, and then only one of the payments went through, like on December the 1st, which was for the regular keto product. And then on the 5th, the cleanse went out. So it's showing us that whenever a payment gets declined, they're going to try like a couple of days later to send it out. So that's why your bottles are coming in separate. You're getting like a keto first, and then like a couple of days later, then that's when the cleanse is being shipped out. So that's why your products are coming out separate. It's because each time a payment gets declined, a couple of days later, they're going to try to send whatever product got declined, they're going to try to send it out a couple of days later. So that's why your products are coming out the way they're coming. Like,
well, they told me different on that. They told me the reason they was coming separate is because they had to be sent out separate because of the way that they was taking it out, you know, that they had to split it up?
Correct, because of the declined payments. That's why. If a payment gets...
Ma'am, that declined payment that they're talking about, I don't understand how it was declined. The money was in the bank.
Well, it was. Like the 29th of January, when they tried to do a payment for the 2147, that payment got declined. So they tried it again on the 30th, and then it did go through. So it has been declined. That 2147 has been declined quite a few times when they tried to send it out.
But also, they still, also, they're not supposed to take it out to the first of each month. What they told me.
So that could be the reason why the payments are being declined, because they're taking it out. Because I'm looking at the account, they're taking it out. Well, they're trying to take it out on the 30th, and then they'll go back on the 1st and get it, because that's what happened in November. In November the 30th, they tried to get the payment, but it was declined. So they did get it on the 1st of December. And then they tried to get another payment on the 30th of December, which got declined. So then they went back and did it on the 31st. So what I can do for you is, so this won't keep happening, I can put into the system for them to ship all products out on the 1st of each month.
Okay.
Let's do that, because that's why your shipments are coming behind like that. That's why, because all shipments should come together. But if a payment is being declined, they're only going to ship out the one that went through. So I'm going to put in the system to just have where all your products are, you know, shipped out to you the first of the month, well, charged on the first of the month and shipped out on the second. Because first, you know, of course, they're going to charge it first and then ship it out.
Well, see, that's the way I would told that they was going to do it at first, and everything got wishy-washy. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm just writing on your account so we can change it over, make sure everything is charged on the first of the month.
Okay, will I be charged anything else for this month?
Let me see. Okay, let's see. They gonna try to, let me see. So we got the keto product that was shipped out, and that's the keto product. No, sir.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Everything's good. Yeah, because this is.
I think they really took out both of them.
Yeah, they did. Well, they took out one of the products on the 30th, and then they took the other one out on the 2nd. So no, nothing else is going to come out this month, and I'm going to go ahead and change it to where everything is charged on the 1st of the month.
Now, can you tell me what that last shipment is now?
It doesn't, it has a tracking number, but the only thing it's showing that is sent out to the fulfillment center to be fulfilled and shipped out, but it doesn't have like a exact date that you're going to receive it.
Oh, okay. Well,
okay. All right, let me just do this for you, Mr. Thomas, then we can end the call, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so I just put on your account that you wanted to be charged for each product the first of each month. So that's the way you can receive both products at the same time, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I got that noted on your account, and I'm sending the information over to my supervisor as well so that they can go inside of your account themselves and make sure that you're charged the first of every month for both products. So that's the way it won't be any confusion on your account, and that's the way you can receive both products at the same time.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else that I can help you with this morning?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful morning, and thank you so much for calling customer service.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.